Good evening, Lorenzo. Just like you mentioned, there is a tropical depression. It's popped up pretty quickly over the last few hours, sneaked in between Hurricane Center updates. So it's worth checking in with our meteorologist. He's Jeff Huffman. He's with Florida Public Radio, and we talked about what we're looking at for here.
There's been several of these that's moved off the west coast of Africa in the last week or two. It's the time of year where activity typically starts to flare up along the monsoon trough, and this is a very small system, tightly wound. It was rather impressive on satellite today, and the National Hurricane Center has now classified it as our second tropical depression of the year.
What do we think will happen with this one, for as much as anyone can know with the models?
I think the biggest thing to think about with this system right now is the fact that it's out there. It is likely not to be an immediate threat to Florida, probably not even a threat at all at this point. The National Hurricane Center thinks that dry air sitting on its north side will cause it to dissipate entirely by Thursday when it would be approaching the Lesser Antilles. But nonetheless, some system, whether it be a tropical wave or tropical depression, will likely move into the eastern Caribbean or maybe even be approaching the Bahamas by the end of the week and toward the weekend. So right now, obviously, no need for serious concern. But just a reminder that it is hurricane season and it is this time of year when activity flares up.
That's Jeff Huffman. He's a meteorologist with Florida Public Radio, who we hope we won't be speaking with a lot this year for obvious reasons, but we will stay in touch with Jeff over the next few days while this depression is out there. The stay stays, at least for now, when it comes to same-sex marriage in the Keys. Monroe Chief Circuit Judge Luis Garcia has denied a motion made by Key West bartenders Aaron Huntsman and William Lee Jones that they be allowed to get a marriage license tomorrow. The stay went into effect automatically once State Attorney General Pam Bondi appealed last week's decision to allow same-sex couples to marry and obtain marriage licenses starting Tuesday. The couple asked for the stay to be lifted, and Bondi then sent a written request to the judge imploring it not be. Now the judge does seem content to let the legal process run its course. The Archdiocese of Miami says it supports Bondi's effort. It was a big weekend for space fans and NASA, and the festivities continued through today to celebrate the 45th anniversary of the landing on the moon. Apollo 11 crew members Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins were at Kennedy Space Center to honor Neil Armstrong and his landmark lunar walk. Amy Green reports his colleagues in history spent time reminiscing about Armstrong.
KSC is putting Armstrong's name on the historic operations and checkout building where engineers worked on the command, service, and lunar modules of the Apollo program. Michael Collins says Armstrong's unbounded curiosity took him beyond other pilots.
I think we all remember Neil's one small step. But I don't think that really explains the man.
The building now is where engineers are working on NASA's first new spacecraft in a generation. Orion is designed to take astronauts to an asteroid and Mars. Orion loomed behind the Apollo 11 crew members as they addressed a crowd that included Armstrong's family, elected leaders, and KSC employees. Apollo 11 landed on the moon on July 20, 1969. Armstrong died in 2012. I'm Amy Green at Kennedy Space Center.
And again, there is a fast-developing tropical depression. It's in the central Atlantic. At this point, it looks like the atmospheric conditions may cause it to fall apart, but it's certainly worth letting you know in advance. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Lorenzo?